A recent NPR investigation found that people with intellectual disabilities are especially vulnerable to sexual abuse. Here in Hartford, a private school for students with disabilities has created a sex ed program that teaches about boundaries and consent. As the students found out, recognizing who is trustworthy isn't so easy. The curriculum is called Positive Choices, and there's a new group of students in this Hartford classroom. The youngest is 17 and in a wheelchair. The other young men are sitting around a table with a few helpers. Written on the board is a title for this class, hashtag relationships.
Strangers. Let's talk about strangers.
The students react because growing up, they've been taught that strangers might have bad intentions. But the teacher goes further. What if you're at the bus stop and meet someone who seems really nice? So nice that they invite you to go for a soda and fries.
William, what do you think?
You have a good idea.
I think it's okay.
You think it's okay? Tell me more about that.
Katie Hanley is a director at Oak Hill, a not-for-profit agency in Hartford with services for people who are developmentally or intellectually disabled. When Hanley talks about relationships, she's also talking about safety and red flags. An NPR investigation last month revealed that people with intellectual disabilities are sexually assaulted at a rate that's at least 7 times higher than for people who aren't disabled. Abusers see these victims as easy targets. Some have trouble speaking and perhaps they won't be believed. Abusers can be acquaintances, strangers, friends in a group home, or caretakers they know and trust. And yet, classes where students can learn about consent and recognizing signs of abuse aren't always offered to this population, Hanley says.
Are we leaving out the students with intellectual disabilities? There may be competing needs in the school. They may have multiple therapies that they need to get to. And often, health education or sex education is kind of bumped.
A clinical social worker at Oak Hill founded its Center for Relationship and Sexuality Education. Since 2009, the Positive Choices curriculum has been sold across the country to colleges and local schools.
If you have some classmates that you're not friends with, but you know them, you might see them every day, you know them, you know, they're kind of acquaintances. You see, they're not friends, they're not your family, but they're also not strangers, right?
Acquaintance is a new word for the students. Because it's the first class, Hanley wants them to have a basic understanding of the different types of relationships. In one activity, she shows a photo of a man standing outside someone's front door holding a package. He's wearing a yellow polo shirt and doesn't seem to be a mailman. The students wonder if he could be a friend, a cousin, or an acquaintance.
He could be a stranger, too.
Right. It totally depends.
It's subtle, but Hanley also tries to gauge where her students are at.
How many of you would worry about hurting somebody's feelings? You'd worry about saying no, that you might hurt their feelings.
This brings us to an earlier question that Hanley asked William. If a stranger at a bus stop offered to take you out for fries, would you go? William said yes because he likes fries. William is 20 and lives in a group home.
When Billy said he could say yes to a stranger, like I was like, okay. But you don't know what that stranger wants to do with you, feel me?
Edwin lives at home in Hartford but attends Oak Hill during the day. He's talking to Carrie Kinsey, one of the helpers at Oak Hill, and says if he didn't know about boundaries, he might not be here to talk about it.
So, probably be ending the street, drug dealer, whatever. Probably worse, dead, jail. Never know.
So knowing the difference, you're saying it's important to make the distinguish between a friend, a stranger, if I want your french fries or I don't.
Exactly.
Even though I like french fries.
Exactly. It's like the other day, my mom was mad with me. How you get out in that car if you don't know the persons in there? I say, man, relax. I know them. But you see, now we're talking about relationships and stuff. Now, this is why.
The first chapter has units on trust, privacy, self-esteem, and right and wrong touch. Other lessons include the life cycle and attractions and dating.
How we do with girls? Yeah, that's a good advice.
Yeah.
Victor, you need that one.
I don't know. That is actually moving along into the other units.
Yeah. So all of these other...
Hanley says some parents would rather not go there.
My fear is that if you talk to them about this, it will give them ideas. And the truth is that the ideas are there. Just because somebody has an intellectual or developmental disability doesn't mean they're not your typical going through puberty, becoming a sexually mature person. All of those ideas are there. The question is, are you going to be the one to give them the information, or are they going to learn on their own?
At the end of the class, Edwin offered his biggest takeaway.
Trust people, but not anyone.
Oh, I like that.
Researchers at George Mason University studied the Positive Choices curriculum. They reported last year that it seemed effective in increasing sex ed knowledge for young people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.